Lac La Biche, among the musical entertainment set to hit the stage at this year's Lac La Biche Ice Festival, is a musician who has ties to the Lakeland. Country music performer Olivia Rose, who grew up in Elk Point, will join Canadian country singers Aaron Pritchett and Jess Moskaluk on stage at Lac La Biche's Bold Center on February 28. The concert is taking place during the Lac La Biche Ice Festival, which runs from February 28 to March 2. Olivia Rose has released several singles, including the tune, Truck Boy, and the love-inspired, Gold. Truck Boy, as Olivia Rose explains, was a super fun song she wrote with a couple of friends during the COVID-19 pandemic. The inspiration for this track was not only derived from real-life observations, but also from the 2010s trend of bro country. It's a playful and empowering anthem about calling out the kind of guy who thinks his big, flashy truck can impress or define him, she told Lakeland this week. That era was filled with songs about trucks, girls, and good times, and while it had its fun moments, I wanted to flip the script and poke a little fun at those clichés. Gold, which was produced by Juno Award-winning producer Bart McKay, is a classic love story that was released during one of the very first COVID-19 lockdowns. Promotion for the track was done in the basement suite where she was living and included working with a friend to create a hand-drawn lyric video, which she says presented a unique challenge. It made the song even more meaningful to me, she explains. In 2019, Olivia Rose worked on her first project with McKay for the track, Put It Like That. According to information on her website, this song received significant radio play around the world and had 125,000 streams on Spotify. The country artist was honored with a Rising Star nomination at the 2020 Country Music Alberta Awards. She received the Edmonton Music Awards, Emma's Rising Star Award for 2 years in a row and was also nominated for Country Recording of the Year at the 2019 Emmas. While Olivia Rose is proud of everything she has created as a singer and songwriter, the artist says she feels as though the songs she is currently writing are going to be the ones she likes the most. These songs are more personal and intentional and reflect where she is in her life right now. They capture my growth as an artist and as a person, and I think they'll resonate the most with listeners too, she says. In addition to the February 28th show in Lac La Biche, Olivia Rose has other gigs lined up over the coming months, including this summer's Pigeon Lake Music Festival. She is also taking some time to focus on recording and working on the next chapter of her music career. Getting new music out to my fans is a top priority right now, and I'm really excited about what's coming next, she says. I aim to create songs that resonate with people on an emotional level, music that feels like a soundtrack to life's highs and lows. Olivia Rose, who now lives in Edmonton, says when growing up in Elk Point she was surrounded by the timeless sounds of country music legends such as Loretta Lynn and Dolly Parton. Their authenticity and ability to tell stories through music had a massive impact on her, and this is the same authenticity she aims for her in own work. While these classic country artists have served as inspiration in her career, Olivia Rose has also been inspired by modern, contemporary stars such as Hayley Witters, Taylor Swift, and Miranda Lambert. They each bring such a modern yet authentic energy to the genre, and that's something I strive for in my music as well, she says. She has fond childhood memories of listening to the radio in her grandparents' kitchen. Growing up, Olivia Rose participated in the Canada Day talent show, sang the national anthem at hockey games, and performed in the church choir. Growing up in a small town shaped me in so many ways. It taught me the value of authenticity and hard work, which are at the heart of country music. During her career, Olivia Rose has opened for artists such as Paul Brandt, Brett Kissel, Johnny Reed, and Megan Patrick. While the February 28th show will mark her first time playing in front of an audience in Lac La Biche, it won't be her first time sharing the stage with Pritchett and Moskaluk. She has opened for both artists and played a show with a full band for Moskaluk at the Rainmaker Rodeo in St. Albert in 2023. It's amazing to share the stage with them again, and I can't wait to bring some energy to Lac La Biche and connect with everyone at the festival, she said.